Page 122. How poor people survive in America.
No bed, no furniture, no house, so it's just my car. I have a seat here. And yeah, that's the way it is.
Maria didn't get to keep a single thing. She preferred to leave everything to her ex-husband and turn over a brand new leaf. But over the last several years in California, the cost of rent has risen so much that her salary of 1,500 euros was not enough to afford an apartment. Maria is just one of many middle-class American citizens who have, in recent years, fallen into poverty. Officially, America is great again. Since the 2008 crisis, the economy has never been stronger, a record-breaking growth. And unemployment has dropped to a historical low, less than 4%, an upturn for which Donald Trump has claimed all the credit.
There has never been a better time to start living the American dream.
But despite what the president affirms, the famous American dream is far from being achieved. In the United States, 40 million people are living below the poverty line, and millions of workers will go to great lengths to stay above it.
To get money, are you familiar with plasma? You give, okay. I do that twice a week.
Becoming homeless overnight is what these Americans fear most, because here, the system is not very kind to those short of cash. For these Americans on the verge of ruin, seeking medical treatment can cost a fortune.
It's hard to eat and take your medicine too, because you may not get one or the other.
So some people are standing up in solidarity, making sure they're taken care of free of charge in field hospitals, not unlike those found in a country at war, an insight into the lives of those who cannot scrape a living in the heart of destitute America.
Copyright DW.